Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Jorge, absolutely fantastic to be speaking to you again.
Hi, Simon. Shalom. Thank you for having me back. How's everything?
I am absolutely smiling from ear to ear. Shalom to you. I want to understand, Jorge, how it is that in the middle of a pandemic, you got yourself to Venezuela.
Yeah, well, I do still have family there. I mean, I have a couple of relatives. I wanted to go and see them. And, you know, it's been a while, almost 10 years since the last time I went. And it was a little bit of an adventure. And I talked to my editor from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. And he said, oh, that's really exciting. And yes, that's how I got in touch with the Jewish Venezuelan community. We wanted to write this article about why are they still there? I mean, despite, you know, the deep humanitarian and economic crisis. And it was a very interesting, debate with the members of the community.
So, Jorge, I want to talk to you about that exact issue this afternoon. First, give us a sense of the community itself. How big is it?
Yeah, well, it's not as big as it used to be. Now it has, you know, roughly 5,000 members, although they don't have, like, you know, exact estimates. It used to be around 20,000 members back in the 90s, but it has dwindled, in the past two decades, mostly because of the economic crisis of the country. But, it is a very closed, very tiny, community. They're like a huge, big family. There's no distinctions between Sephardi, Ashkenazi. Ashkenazim or Sephardim, they are one big community. They have one big school and a Jewish social club where life, you know, Jewish life happens and takes place. And it is a very insular community. I mean, most of the members that now remain are Orthodox, either Sephardic or Ashkenazi, Yeah, they're very protective of their community, because of the, you know, the social conditions and, the circumstances of the country.
Give us some sort of insight into your experiences in Venezuela. We've all read about the economic crisis. We've all seen people leave to neighboring countries. Just how bad is it?
Well, it is very complicated and it's very complex. It is bad if you take, for example, you know, if you compare it to other Latin American countries. It is really bad. There is a huge economic recession happening, lots of poverty. You know, 90% of the population is in deep poverty. 5 million, you know, according to the UN and according to UNICEF, you know, 5 million refugees. And almost, you know, 10% of the population has left the country, and it is a country in a dire situation, but it's still it is experiencing small, you know, economic boom right now.
Really?
Because
that's
it has become because right now the local currency has no value, has, you know, devalued horribly, and people are using US dollars as de facto currency. So there is like a small economy. It's like a micro universe of economy of those who are using US dollars.
Jorge, what is keeping those 5,000 Jews in Venezuela? Is it because they're wealthy enough to withstand the crisis, or they don't have sufficient means to leave?
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, like, that could be one of the reasons, but, you know, the people who have, you know, who are wealthy enough are not the biggest, you know, a part of, or the majority. I think that's a small percentage of the Venezuelan Jewry that, prefer to stay in a country where, you know, like, even though, there are a lot of issues, they won't be able to live as well in other countries. You know, there will be like middle class or high middle class in other countries, and there they are like very wealthy. But I guess they stay in Venezuela because mostly the elderly, they live in Venezuela. It is due to the fact that it is so it's very hard for them to go to another place, you know, a part of the, you know, countries that have taken, Venezuelan Jewish immigrants are, the States, Canada, English speaking countries. I mean, for some of these members, to learn new language, to start new, it is a challenge. That's another reason. And another reason, according to Rabbi Isaac Cohen, who is, the chief rabbi or the Sephardic chief rabbi, he says that in Venezuela there is no anti-Semitism. There is no cultural anti-Semitism. Like, people can be, you know, very curious about what you're wearing, if you're wearing a kippah, if you're wearing a tallit, or if you look like, I don't know, like a Haredi. But they can be curious, but they're not anti-Semitic because they don't have the cultural references.
Absolutely fascinating. And what about, identification with Israel? I mean, can, for example, that Jewish school raise an Israeli flag, or would that make one a target? How is Zionism treated in Venezuela?
Yes. So, Miguel Truzman, who is the president of the Venezuelan Jewish community, said that, the majority of Venezuelan Jews are Zionists, or the ones that have stayed. Mm-hmm. And, yes, it is true that, the past, you know, president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, it will, you know, establish, you know, close ties with, Iran and Palestinian leadership. Yep. And try for years to plant anti-Israel sentiment into the political fabric of the country. But his successor, Nicolas Maduro, has continued that legacy, but to a lesser extent. So, because of the economic crisis, he doesn't have the time or, the money, to continue, you know, this anti-Israel sentiment. So, they are proud Zionists, and they don't have, they don't have issues. It's true that, they're very insular, and, because they're very protective, it was very hard to interview them. It was very hard to get in touch with them, even though I'm a Jew, even though I'm a, you know, I come from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency.
Yeah.
And it is because they don't want any kind of like political, they don't want any kind of retaliations because they still live in the country. So they were very, very careful of what they were saying and, you know, their statements. And it was, you know, through official, spokespeople, you know, the president, the rabbi, the editor-in-chief of their, you know, the biggest, newspaper, you know, Nuevo Mundo Israelita.
Jorge, that is absolutely fascinating. I was just saying, when we had technical issues, who knew there was a Venezuelan community? We knew about Argentinian community, we knew about Brazilian, but we didn't know about Venezuelan. So thank you so very much for your input this afternoon. Absolutely fascinating. And you and I will talk again.
Thank you so much.
Todaraba. That was absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye bye.